Last month, the Center for Michigan released a report on what citizens want from the education system in the state. The Ann Arbor-based think tank's president, John Bebo, says a year and a half listening tour was followed up with two scientific surveys.
And what we always seek to do is to turn these listening tours into action and positive change that the public wants.
The Center for Michigan is holding a conference tomorrow in Kalamazoo on the future of education. Bebo says the center has found there is public support for additional funding for early childhood education and increasing pay to attract better teachers. He says there's also a willingness to pay for it. But Bebo says there's a desire to change how education dollars are spent.
They are interested in making sure the most possible money reaches the classroom. They think even after years of budget cuts, there's room for more efficiency in K-12 schools. And I'm saying that affirmatively because these are the affirmative things we've heard in these community meetings. I'm sure that there are school administrators that would quarrel with that. But we think it's important to at least hear the voice of the customer out there. So they are willing to invest more, but they're also willing to invest differently.
Now, the Center for Michigan report also says the public wants, and I'm quoting here, new focus on education reform issues that are not always on the front burner in Lansing. Can you give some examples of what some of those are?
Well, I would say until very recently, early childhood is one of those. Just three or four short years ago, our state senate considered zeroing out our public preschool program. That really poked the bear because an awful lot of business people have gotten involved since then and are advocating for improving that. Our report suggests there is considerable public mandate for doing so. Now leaders in all three decision points, the state government, the governor, the Senate, and the House, are considering expanding that program. But another area, there are really a couple more. One is the issue of teacher evaluation, which is coming to the forefront now, and another is the issue of teacher preparation, how we train our teachers. The first one is being tackled by a committee of experts that are unveiling a new evaluation system and testing it in some school districts across the state. What we heard people say across the state is they wanted both more support for educators and more accountability. And our read on that is evaluation is kind of a crossroads of those two things. In terms of teacher preparation, there's a lot of concern, and I will say that concern is actually among the highest among educators themselves, about the quality level and the preparedness level of people who are entering the classroom today. There is a real sense that people want to raise the bar, make it tougher to become a teacher, have teachers know much more content material when they enter the classroom, have them more ready for the often very difficult social aspects of teaching, socioeconomic aspects of teaching. That is a much bigger reform that is not, we don't think, real front burner in Lansing, but we think it's also one of the things the public is most concerned about.
On the flip side of that, are there some things which have moved to the front burner in Lansing, become hot-button issues there, and yet as you talk to people around the state, it doesn't seem to really register with them?
Yeah. This whole process violates the first rule of politics, which is don't ask for a vote unless you know the results. And we never know the results when we go out to do this. And it turns out even some things the center has worked on in the past policy-wise don't have huge public traction. For example, we've done a lot of research in the past on the length of the school year and how it has been shortened considerably in recent years. When we took that issue to the public over the course of the last year, they said, okay, that's sort of interesting, but it's not our highest priority. We're much more concerned with early childhood and providing better support to educators and holding them more accountable. Same goes for a couple other things that are front burner in Lansing right now. One would be the issue of school choice. When you put a list of 10 well-researched reform topics in front of the public in Michigan, choice is not at the top. It is one of the hot discussion issues in Lansing. And also one of the governor's favorite efforts is online learning. And what our survey research shows is that leaders have quite a ways to go to convince the public that that needs to be a top priority.
Your survey also found a lot of dissatisfaction with the state of education in Michigan, a lot of people ranking it as mediocre or worse. Is there data that backs up those concerns?
Yeah, we are not doing very well in terms of national or international rankings in Michigan, and our report details exactly how that is. Our grades aren't good in terms of public perception and in terms of results, and I think that's why you see so much attention being paid to education reform debate, as there is a general sense of restiveness and desire for a better system. And when we went out and did our work, we found that the toughest critics of the system were those who needed it most, low-income and minority families that most need the economic ladder that a great education provides, are the toughest critics of the system.
John Bebo is the president of the Center for Michigan. The think tank is holding a conference on education tomorrow in Kalamazoo. Links with more information can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.